Are those a sycamore tree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are those trees in Cloudcroft and Ruidoso that have the white bark and
they aspen trees? Quaking aspen, some people call it.
No, where have you heard that?
Always from when I was little growing up, and it's because when the wind blows,
mm-hmm.
you can see the silvery side mm-hmm. in the green side of the leaves, quaking
mm-hmm.
aspen.
Mm-hmm. I have actually heard that, but I never heard it in my dialect research.
So really?
That's neat.
It's a first, then.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. The plants that grow up the side of a house are called?
Ivy or vines.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those?
Yep, sure do.
Oh, yeah, you have some, right?
Mm-hmm. English ivy. I suppose it's called English ivy.
Okay. Our river is called what?
The name of our river, mm-hmm. the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm. And
or the Rio Grande, as we most of us say around here.
What do you say usually?
I usually say the Rio Grande.
Does it depend on who you're talking with?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make an impression on someone with how good a Spanish accent you have, you will say Rio Grande.
If you want to scare Yankees.
There you go.
Now, there's a smaller kind of a moving body of water like that that you would find up in the mountains, and it's called?
We call it a stream or a brook.
Or other names for it?
There must be.
Like a sea or
creek?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a wet weather creek is called what?
I don't know.
One that only flows when it rains.
I don't know.
How about the places that, you know, up on the mountain, how there'll be neighborhoods on the hills, and then between the neighborhoods there will be like a thing.
A valley?
Yeah, it's not really a valley though, is it? I mean, it's a place where the water runs down when it rains.
Arroyo?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are there other names for that besides arroyo?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. A place where kids play is a...
playground.
Mm-hmm. And what about park? What does park mean to you?
Well, park to me is a place with plenty of trees and shade and possibly picnic tables. Could include a playground for children.
Mm-hmm.
We have so few ones, few in El Paso. There's so many gorgeous ones in other parts of the country. You think mm-hmm. of greenery and trees, and sometimes even beautifully landscaped flower beds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And alligators live in a
swamp, bayou. I don't. Do they live in bayous?
Yeah, they do. I saw some in the bayou.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like alligators. A basin is what?
A basin is...
geographically, you know.
Right, it's a low spot where water collects.
Is it on the surface?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a flat-topped hill in the desert is called...
a mesa.
How about this? The mesa, you know, drops off like that, and that's called a...
cliff?
Mm-hmm. What's the plural of cliff?
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And the place where they collect irrigation water before they distribute it is called?
Reservoir.
Okay. And what would you call a ditch along an upgraded road?
A ditch along an upgraded road.
So maybe this is a place where it collects the rainwater off the road.
Well... my daughter went to school in the panhandle, and they would always say they're off in the bar ditch.
Yeah, bar ditch, sure.
But I don't have any name for it.
Okay.
I had to learn what she was talking about when she started talking about the bar ditch.
You mean people go off the road into the bar ditch?
Mm-hmm.
Soil that's not good for planting is called?